Please be seated. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Let's try it again. Alleluia. Christ is risen. It is good news that we start this day with. And it is impossible news. The rest of this week is easier to understand. It's tragic and it's horrible. It's full of death and defeat, destruction and isolation. But we know that world. We know what it is to live in that place. Today, this morning, when we proclaim the resurrection of Jesus Christ, well, that's just crazy. It is. We've lived with it for 2,000 years and it has lost some of its shock, but this is insanity that we say. Most of my year, I talk with people and I can buffer the things I suggest with some science increasingly. In our post-Enlightenment age, science has caught up with the church. And these things we have talked about from the beginning of time make scientific sense, I can tell people. You should pray. Meditation is good for you. It changes you physiologically. It makes you better. You should give to the poor and those who need things. Science tells us this is good for our world, this is good for you, and it teaches you life skills you need. You should come and sit with us and do these things every week and sing with us because this forms community and shapes how we think. And I can tell you that science has started to make sense of all of these things we have always known. To use non-church language, positive thinking works. There's science that shows it. It is worth believing in something hopeful. There's great power in that, in science and in what we can explain. And there's a trap in it. There's a story I like. A friend of mine was meeting with her youth group. And she asked them to come up with the best thing they could imagine. What would they like if they could have anything in the world? She got some great answers. A new bike, a new car, all of these great things that we can imagine. And then finally, they got to one boy. And he said on the heels of all of these things, well, I just want to own the amusement park. Never mind unlimited rides, never mind a year-round free pass, never mind a bike or a car, I just want to own the amusement park. Positive thinking gets us a long ways, and it has great hope and potential to encourage people to continue to make the world better. But this morning is about more than that. The truth is, all of these things I talk about are grounded in something more than that. They're grounded in resurrection thinking, the sort of impossible leap that lets us stake our lives on the fact that Christ, who died, is risen and lives and loves us. The sort of impossible twist that takes us not only to asking for the whole amusement park, but for a world grounded in something different. In not just the belief, but the fact that we can be better. That this story of the last week, which is so often the story that we live, isn't actually the truth. That the truth is what we proclaim this morning. That Christ is risen. That all of our lives are fundamentally and permanently transformed in this. That we are called beyond these things science can explain. That we are called to be a church who does not worry about being explainable. that we are called to live in a world where death has no meaning, where the lives we live are transformed and the changes we bring about in the world, as great and important as they are only the beginning. We are called to resurrection thinking, the endless proclamation that Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.